take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Hello. Yes, she is. Who might I tell her is calling? It's a baritone.
Is that for me? I've been waiting for that call, whoever he is.
It's for Joe. Buzz from Stone Military Academy.
Really? Hey, thanks a lot, Blair. Now get lost.
Why don't we all take that subtle hint?
Hey, Buzz, how you doing? You're in a military school? How'd that happen?
It's a long, sad story. Me and Kennedy Airport had kind of a misunderstanding.
Ah, they still have that little rule against picking up luggage when you haven't flown anywhere?
Yeah, they got the nerve. Anyway, they sent me here to get straightened out instead of the juvenile farm.
Listen, Joe, I got a problem. I could really use your help.
You see, I need a date for this formal military dance.
Military dance? You gotta be kidding. No way. I'm not going to one of those things.
No, I don't mean you, Joe. I need somebody classy.
You were smart to do this over the phone.
You just gotta have one of your rich and famous Candace Bergen types.
I could probably lay my hands on one.
Oh, great. See, there's this corporal up here who won't let me forget that I was arrested. He says to me, who you bringing to the ball? One of your gang groupies? And I told him...
Let me guess. You shot off your mouth and told him your girlfriend was some socialite debutante.
Exactly.
Ah, Buzz. Count on you to brag one step too far. All right, I'll see what I can do.
Great. And listen, you come too. I'll fix you up with a date.
What am I, your favorite charity?
I just miss seeing you, pal.
All right. I better keep an eye on Blair anyway.
Blair, sounds classy. Hey, Joe, what are you gonna tell Blair about me?
As little as possible.
I heard the word military.
I heard the word dance. That cadet Buzz person was calling you for a date, wasn't he?
Don't I wish? Blair, I should have known better than to... fall for a general's gorgeous son. I met him last summer.
Why didn't you ever tell us about him?
What's to tell? I fell and Buzz didn't. Now we're pals.
If Buzz didn't call for a date, why did he call?
He just wanted to... cry the blues because Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter couldn't make it to the dance.
He dates Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter?
Among other top dabs. You know, Blair, you would be perfect for Buzz. But you never go on blind dates.
Joe. Call him.
All right, you twisted my arm.
Joe, could you get me a date, too? I've never been to a military ball.
Me either. That's a tall order.
Right. Think tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall for her, dark and handsome for me.
Hey, don't forget that crud from underneath the bed, Alfred.
My sources tell me that's where the major's inspecting with his little white glove.
I'm not going under there without my gun.
I mean, you could get off your butt and help us.
A deal's a deal. My pal Joe got you guys dates for the dance, so you do the cleaning. Oh, and remember, as far as Knight's concerned, this Blair Warner's my steady girlfriend.
Listen, guys, don't tell Natalie Green I'm younger than she is, okay? I can pass for 16.
Like I can pass for Goldilocks. Hey, Alfred, why are you so ashamed of having been jumped 2 grades?
Look, I'm tired of being an overachieving, brainy little genius. Why can't I be like you?
He's got a point.
Oh, well, let's talk about my date, this Tootie. Is that a girl or an ice cream flavor?
Come on, Chip. All those Debs you know in Beverly Hills are either called Bitsy or Muffy or Tootie. I bet she's a big fan of Paula Nelson and her 6 platinum records.
Hey, forget that. I don't use mom's fame to make points with girls.
Then you're dead.
I'm serious. Every time I mention my mother's name, I become a non-person. I disappear. Sure. I get all kinds of cute girls coming on to me, telling me I'm great, giving me presents, kissing me. But it's all because of mom.
Lord, why can't I have that problem?
Buzz, old buddy. Guess who didn't quite clear the high hurdle today?
Hank, you're a crip.
Sorry, I won't be able to take your friend Joe to the dance.
Who am I going to get now? You're one of the few guys around here who's not a geek.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you're not a geek. A little short.
Tough luck, buddy.
Oh, not entirely. I may have lost Joe, but I found Nurse Barton. She's very sympathetic.
You know about women. Do you, think you can give me any tips on how I should handle myself tonight? You know, man to man.
Just be yourself, Alfred.
It's not what I wanted to hear.
What am I gonna do? I can't fix Joe up with just anybody. She's dangerous. I remember the time Moose Marinaro kissed her on the neck while they were dancing. They're still reconstructing his jaw.
Stand up!
Knight! You can't say Tan Hut, you're just a stinking corporal.
Back off, bird breath. Major Dorsey's on his way in.
That's right. Scavenger fish always comes before the shark.
Lamp, Gimp, you're supposed to be cleaning out that latrine.
Yes, sir! I'll think of you with every flesh.
You A-balls better have this dump in shape.
Eat my shorts.
Isn't that carrying roughage just a bit far?
Tan Hut!
Someone's been dusting. Your bunk could be a bit tighter, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
You can bounce a dime off of mine, sir.
You got the advantage of rubber sheets.
You are at attention, Webster.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ryan, let me see your rifle.
My rifle?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said you were inspecting rifles.
Just let me see the rifle. What's that odor?
It's probably gun oil, sir.
Would you care to explain this?
Would you buy a very short ramrod?
Try observing the rules, Ryan. Makes life a lot less complicated. 20 hours of penalty duty.
How come he only looked at my rifle? You ratted on me, didn't you?
Ratted. I just love it when you speak gutter. Actually, I wanted to congratulate you, Ryan.
Why? I've got some incurable disease?
I'm checking up on that date of yours. You really do go with a socialite. Blair Warner, no less. You don't mind if I cut in a few times at the dance?
Well, I thought you had a date.
I did, but Missy sprained her ankle skiing at Vail.
You know, this is nice. Here we are for the first time actually talking decent to each other. I almost feel close enough to you to ask you a favor.
These penalty hours are etched in granite.
No, no. I'm talking about the dance. Blair wants me to get a friend a date, but not with just anybody. She's a very classy type. Joanna Marie Polnicek.
Polnicek?
You heard of Polnicek vodka?
Of course.
She's Polish royalty.
And stacked.
Okay, I'm a go-for-it kind of guy.
Oh, a match made in heaven. Here's a tip. She just loves to be kissed on the neck while dancing.
Okay, girls, this is it.
Hey, would you watch it with the meat cleavers? Come on, you guys.
Don't rush us.
We're making our entrance.
Yoo-hoo!
You must be Joe.
Hi. Are you my date?
I was supposed to be.
So you shot yourself in the foot?
If I had known it was going to be you, I would have missed.
Welcome to Stone Military Academy. I'm Cadet Corporal George Knight. You must be Joanna Marie.
Yeah. You got a package for me?
No, it's your corsage. I'm your date.
Thanks. This is Mrs. Garrett, Natalie, Tommy. Blair.
Good evening. Hello. Mrs. Garrett, Major Dorsey would like to give you a personal tour of the campus. He's in his office.
Okay.
May I?
You certainly may.
Keeps up that heel click and my fillings are gonna fall out.
Joe! Hey, how you doing,
hey,
kid?
Hey, Buzz, how you doing? You look like Napoleon.
You look like the Rose Parade.
I borrowed it. It's me, don't you think? Oh, come here. I want you to meet Tootie Ramsey.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Natalie Green.
Hi, how you doing?
And your date, Blair Warner.
Well, somebody heard my prayers last night.
Well, we're off to a good start.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, come here. Girls. Chip Nelson and Alfred Webster.
Hi.
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 Nice to meet you. How you doing? Nice. So, you're Alfred Webster.
Not what you expected, huh?
Listen, who expects? What's this?
It's your corsage.
Gladiolas. Stunning.
Tootie, that's a cute name.
You like it? So most people think it sounds like an ice cream flavor.
So you're the famous Blair Warner.
Oh, I'm a little nobody compared to your other girl.
What other girl?
I told her about you dating Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter.
Oh, her, yes. Well, after meeting Blair Warner, all other girls are history.
You are a hoot and a half.
Joe, where have you been hiding him?
Don't ask.
Ladies, shall we go to the little girl's room and pin on these lovely corsages?
Sure, excuse you. Later. Bye.
Hey, Knight, isn't Joe something, huh? Did I lie?
You lied all over the place, jailbird.
What are you talking about?
I asked the chaperone a few innocent questions. I found out you were fixed up with Blair. You didn't even know her before tonight.
Maybe I didn't, but I do now. and the vibes are there. We got more chemistry going than DuPont.
With a girl like that? Who are you kidding, Sleazo? 5 minutes with a punk like you and she'll throw you back into your slime pit.
Listen, if I wanted to, I could make her my girl.
Dream on, lowlife.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if you saw me and Blair kissing hot and heavy in the parking lot?
Without her in chains? That might convince me.
Nope. Parking lot's off limits. You get caught, you're kicked out of school.
We're not gonna get caught. We'll be there at 10 o'clock tonight, in the car she came up in.
Perfect. I'll get there right after I blow taps for the lower school. But I know I'll be the only one there.
Way to go, man. You're gonna reduce night to turkey feathers.
I wanna hear your plan.
Who's got a plan? Me and my big mouth. What am I gonna do now? All right, look, it's almost 10 o'clock. Now, you guys have to split off with the other girls so I can get Blair out to the parking lot.
Won't be easy. They travel in a pack.
You can handle Natalie.
Yeah, we are getting along great. Boy, does she get thirsty. She keeps sending me off to get punch.
Chip, you can keep Tootie busy. Tell her about your mom's concert tour.
I don't want to talk about my mom. I have my own life. I'm a person, too.
Fine, then sing her a chorus of I Gotta Be Me. Now, come on, my time's running out.
Oh, well, dealing with young girls does keep one on one's toes. If it's not a romance crisis or a gripe session, it's a pair of ripped pantyhose.
Mrs. Garrett, it's the same with the boys. Oh, except for the pantyhose, of course.
Well, I better go check on the girls. Yeah. Thanks for the tour.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And save a dance for me.
All right, I will.
Major Dorsey.
Yes, Cadet Knight.
Sir, regrettably, I've become aware that a serious rule infraction is being planned.
You seem to have the franchise on that sort of thing. What is it?
Well, I don't have all the information yet, sir, but if you'll meet me at 10 sharp at the Bugler's megaphone, I think it'll be worth your while, sir.
Blair, you are the most luscious thing at this dance tonight.
You're so observant.
May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Did Mrs. Garrett leave the keys in her car?
I believe so.
Oh, good. Because I have to move it to another part of the parking lot. Will you join me?
All right.
Wait a minute.
What?
Before this evening goes any further, I just want you to know that I think you're really special.
Thank you.
They're only found in Venezuela. And after they shed their skin, they eat their young.
That's fascinating.
So, can I see you again sometime?
What can I say?
We are communicating well, aren't we?
I wonder where Blair and Buzz went.
Oh, they're around. Hey, here are my records. There's a stereo in the game room.
Oh, good idea. Paula Nelson live. The many moods of Paula Nelson. Paula sizzling hot. How come you've got so much Paula Nelson?
Why not?
You can't dance to her. Paula Nelson is just elevated music with words. She's boring. She's square.
She's also my mother.
So, tell me about yourself.
Now look, there's a lot more to Nurse Barton than just her uniform.
Give me a shot of that, straight.
But of course. Punch?
I've already had one.
That creep is part vampire.
I'm sorry. Can we dance again? I promise your neck is a dead issue.
Forget it. I'm not into maniacs.
You think you can dance with that cane?
What cane?
That muffler sounded weird.
Buzz, I don't think you really had to move the car. That was just an excuse to get me out here, wasn't it?
Can you blame me? Let's face it, next to you, Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter is Bow Wow City.
Cut the bull. You never dated Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter. I just remembered she doesn't have a daughter.
How about a niece?
You are a total fraud.
I am not a total fraud.
How about a jerk?
I'll buy that.
Why did you put on that phony act?
That's the only way you get anywhere in this world.
Buzz.
Well, would you have given me the time of day if I was just some nobody?
But you're not a nobody. You're Buzz Ryan.
Yeah, big deal.
I thought enough of you to come out here, didn't I?
So you could tell me off.
Someone had to. How else are you going to find out that underneath all that bull, you're charming. Intelligent. Rugged. You're kind of like a young Bogart.
Oh, get out of here. Bogey?
Why don't you try being yourself? Just might be good enough.
Yeah? Oh, no.
That's it. That's my car. I still don't believe it. Not one of my girls.
Cadet Ryan and Miss Warner are not in there.
You mean they're not in the line of sight, sir?
In my little beetle? No, that's impossible.
Cadet Ryan, are you in there?
Out! No, sir. Under here, sir.
With Blair?
Of course not. I'm holding the flashlight.
Cadet Ryan, I want an explanation.
So do I. From you, Blair. And we had an understanding about nobody leaving the field house.
That's my fault. Not Blair's, ma'am. I told her it'd be okay. And then when I saw where the muffler was mounted, I knew it had to be fixed. Those fumes can be murder.
Sir, I happen to know that Ryan didn't have fumes on his mind when he sneaked out here.
Oh, you were reading my mind?
I don't bother with trash novels.
How do you write that good comic metal up your nose?
Care to eat a bugle, klepto?
Night!
You're the bugler. Blow. Now, regardless of the circumstances, Ryan, you're off limits.
Yes, sir.
Now, you return to your barracks while I figure out your penalty hours. I may need a computer.
Wait, Buzz. Major Dorsey, is it against the rules to give my date a goodnight kiss in front of my chaperone?
Oh. I suppose not.
Hold it. With your permission, sir.
Hey, Knight!
Now, Blair.